Albany, New York, the seat of state government, a center of burgeoning nanotechnology research, and an icon of the fashion world. Wait, what? Albany? One of the best-dressed small cities in America? That's the word, according to a new survey by the nationwide real estate company Movoto, which ranked Albany number 7 alongside the couture-conscious small cities of Santa Monica, California, Boca Raton, Florida, and Evanston, Illinois. Even Randy Nelson, the LA-based editor who compiled the survey, says he was surprised Albany ranked so high.
Unlike a lot of kind of lists like this, I think, that are done, it's not kind of subjective. It's not kind of our opinion at all, really. It's the data.
Nelson says he looked at 153 American cities with populations between 75,000 and 99,000. The results came from taking a tally of the high-end clothing, jewelry, and shoe stores, as well as the number of tailors and dry cleaning shops in the area, and dividing that by the total population.
What this is saying is that if you're someone who's really into fashion, you're looking for a place where you'll have more access to retailers that will have, you know, high-end clothing, then these are the smaller cities where that's, you know, more possible.
If you ask local fashionistas, the reaction to this high praise for Capital Region Couture is a little different. Metroland news editor Erin Pahlaya put out the popular end-of-September fall fashion issue of the alternative newspaper. Her take on the Movoto survey?
At first, right, my initial impression would be, what? Really? But at the same time, if I really think about it, I don't think it's that surprising. I think that this is the kind of place where you could easily obtain your fashion dreams.
Pahlaya has an extensive background in the fashion and style industry, both as a licensed stylist and as a boutique manager and buyer.
I was in that life. Like, I was going to New York City showrooms, and I met Betsy Johnson, and I was buying things and bringing them up here. I actually found, in terms of, like, trends, we would buy things that were really fashion forward, and they wouldn't catch on for necessarily 2 years. Like, they weren't necessarily hitting the streets of Albany, but there were always people that were really interested in it.
Albany is not New York, Paris, or Milan. The streets don't double as runways. But according to Margaret Partica, owner of the popular Some Girls Boutique in Troy, the Capital Region's sense of style is pretty keen.
Really funky, chunky knit sweaters are in right now. We're loving a lot of the vegan-friendly leather details. We're loving the color olive and a lot of like camouflage and military-inspired, you know, just kind of... It's sophisticated, but it's also a little like urban chic.
Partica says Capital Region Couture is also driven by its seasonal transitions.
Transitional pieces, I would say, are something that upstaters definitely need, from the hot weather into chillier weather, the chillier weather into freezing cold weather, and then freezing cold into a more mild and then into summer. So the lighter jackets, the midway jackets.
And what's some good advice for Capital Region residents looking to build up their style?
Find a piece that you love, that you will pick up and you're like, oh, I love this, you know, and if you don't love it, don't buy it.
For WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall.